Please listen to Invité de Clark, a new program here at Radio Harmony, where we interview interesting people. Take some time to listen to Invité de Clark. Say Radio Harmony 88.8 on your dial with interesting interviews with interesting people. It's time for L'Invité de Clark on Radio Harmony Cornouaille 88.8 with your host, Clark Ady. Stay tuned for the second part of my interview with Jean-Jacques Brouard, local poet and playwright.
C'est l'heure de l'invité de Clark sur Radio Harmonie Cornouaille 88.8 avec votre animateur Clark Ady. Restez à l'écoute pour la deuxième partie de son entretien avec Jean-Jacques Brouard, poète et dramaturge local.
L'invité de Clark, with your host Clark Ady. Enjoy interesting interviews in English with fascinating people from our area and beyond. Another reason why things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
L'invité de Clark, c'est mercredi à 10h15 et samedi à 18h15.
Hello again, everybody. I'm back with Jean-Jacques Brouard, who we affectionately know as Jan. And last week you heard some of his tales of how he learned English, how he's been connected all his life with the Celtic mentality, how he's a philologist. But now we're going to find out a little bit more about what Jan is about currently. So, Jan, welcome back to the show.
Hello, Clark. How are you?
Nice to have you again. Thanks for coming back, because I must say, having a chat with Jan can be a great 10 minutes or a great 3 hours. And unfortunately, I have to squeeze it all into a couple of shows. So, but I'd like to really talk to you about some of your current things. I was down at Ravi, I don't know, was that a couple of months ago when you did some theater? And it's fascinating to watch. Would that be your favorite art form, or can you tell us? Because you have so many.
Well, in fact, my first art form is writing, but theater was part of my life quite early, because when I was at school, I performed on stage the A level year with a good friend who is an historian. As a matter of fact, we did sketches on stage, and when I entered the national education system in France and became a teacher of French, I carried on studying, theater with my pupils, and I actually created a theater club in my lycée, and when I retired, I took again some courses in theater, and created my own theater group called Compagnie Hurtelune, and 15 actors, male and female, joined me. Oh. And they all wanted a good acting part, and I couldn't find any play suitable play, so I had to write one, which I did, called La Orsène, which means the stranger or the foreigner, more than like that. Was a play against tyrannic dictatorial power, and it's about a tyrant who is absolutely vile. And in the middle of the play, there is a foreigner, a young woman, who is bringing the revolt against the rebellion against that tyrant, and actually pushes him down. And
was that supposedly is that in modern times, or is that something that you staged?
Well, it's of old times. It's timeless, like old myth. Yeah. It could be. You could see any actual tyrant.
Well, I hope you restage it. Sometimes you can find 15 willing people and actors. I'm sure you can. It'd be fun. What is your schedule for a performance now? Do you have anything coming up in the theatrical side?
Well, for September, I think we might play in Pleven. We might play in Pontivy again, in the big theater in Pontivy. We'll certainly play in Plugufan, because Plugufan is where we are based. It's Yeah,
Yeah.
it's where we have rehearsals and all that, and we'll probably play again at Ravi's, I think,
Yeah, nice. That was nice. I remember that, sure.
And well, for the moment, oh yes, and we are going to we are going to maybe to play in Josselin. There is a festival. And we might be chosen for the festival, but even if we are not chosen to perform officially, we'll still be able to play our little sketches, Roland Dubillard's Dialogue and Nouveau Dialogue, in different places, in the streets, in the
Sure, yeah.
association,
Have
even at
you
private
got some
clubs.
samples, Jean-Jacques? You got some samples of your show, anything on YouTube or anything that people could go to, or maybe a website you could give us?
Well, the thing is, there is a website, Compagnie Hortelune, but unfortunately, I haven't finished, sort of to set it up. So, in fact, it's going to appear, I think, in a couple of weeks. But it's called Compagnie Hortelune,
Okay.
all simple, yeah. And
And
apart from that, we've got some sometimes on Facebook. We've got a Facebook, and on Facebook we've got some excerpts of our
that'd be
sketches.
worth it. Yeah. Can you give us the Facebook address again?
Compagnie Hortelune.
Okay, good.
Compagnie Hortelune.
Yeah. And, kind of to digress a moment, well, first, I'm assuming that your shows are in French, but they could be in Breton, they could be in English. I don't know.
Are in French. They are in French.
Yeah. No, I wanted to digress a bit too, because one of the interests that Jan was telling me about is hiking. And I think that's fabulous. What are you in a club, or do you do everything on your own, or do you take people on hikes around here, around Brittany?
Well, in fact, I don't like particularly to walk in a club or something because, I mean, although I may appear as a gas bag and being very talkative, I like from time to time just to shut up and to appreciate silence. Therefore, I mean, when you are with a group of people, you always get somebody who talks about this and that and the other, and it's not always that interesting, although I'm interested in other people's speech. But
No,
I like to hike
interesting.
on my own. I hike with my sons, especially my youngest son, who is now 35, and he's a good hiking companion. I hike with some friend, with my neighbor Gilbert, who lives opposite the road.
You're kind of communing with nature, and it's nice to be able to do that quietly and
That's it,
silently,
yeah.
or with a good friend. I'm interviewing Jean-Jacques Brouard, known as Jan to his friends here, and we're talking about his passions and his very interesting way that he spends his time with art and now with hiking. But one of the other things that Jan is very good at, of course, is writing. And you're published quite a bit, aren't you?
Yes, well, funnily enough, I've had to wait so many years, even tens of years, to be published. But I've been writing since I was a youth, and since I was 12, and I've been published, yeah, poetry mainly up to now. There was that first book called Inner Horizons. Horizon Intérieur was published by the some publisher in Quimperlé, Édition Sémaphore, in March to 2023, and last March there was another book called Ressac de la Mer Obscure, which means Surf from the Dark Sea, published by Édition Alcyone. And I was very glad to be published because after all these years, I've just had time. I've had a very busy life, and I've just had time to write, not that much time to look for a publisher. And looking for a publisher is difficult, but since for the past, let's say 4 or 5 years, I've been published here and there on different websites. in some poetical review, and so
That's great.
I'm sort of yeah, and I'm still looking to publish my short stories, which is very difficult in France because although in the in Anglo-Saxon cultures, short story is part of the the tradition. In France, it's much less so, especially on the in the 20th century. It was not like that in the in the 19th century because we got big short story writers like Maupassant and other people. But today it's very difficult to be new.
What about some of the stories in English? Would you be able to do that? I mean, your English is good enough, you could probably make that transition pretty easily.
Well, I try to write in English. I've got some text written in English, but it's well, it's difficult. It's difficult to write in another language. But the only advantage I would have to writing in English, it's what Beckett said when he wrote in French. When he chose to write in French because he would avoid literary sort of sophistication. His writing was more plain, if you like, and more
True.
authentic.
No, it's
And
true. More to the point, I suppose. I think with you could write it in French and then translate it. That might be a good solution for us
oh
in
yes,
Duitland.
I can do translation. Moreover, I did a lot of translation during my life. Not that much literary, but
No, but
technical
in a short
maritime
story,
translation.
the sense of the meaning you probably get without too much of a struggle. We talked to once about I've talked to Jan before outside of this broadcast, obviously, and asked him, I said, what would you do if all of a sudden you had 1 million euros? How would you spend it? And here's what he said. He said, I would create an open culture center, that is, in the same spot, a space for art and literature, an open university, and a think lab, heuristic method. And apart from traveling a little more, avoiding as much as I can polluting means of transportation, I would buy a slightly larger house and I wouldn't change my daily life. I know what I don't need and that I do not need much to feel well. Now, that is a great summary of how a guy can live his life. It's to me, it's absolutely perfect. So I wanted to share it with you because that tells a little bit about the mentality of this nice artistic man I'm talking to. You also are involved in painting, you told me. So tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, since I was a kid, I've always drawn, and I never stopped, really. I never stopped, and I got interested in painting as well because, again, my father was a very, very good draftsman and a very good painter. I mean, I've still got some of his paintings in my home, and I saw him paint on Sundays or. When he was coming back from cruises, because he was a captain of some ships at some time, and say yes, I haven't stopped. And as I got interested at one point with in Eastern civilization, the Chinese writing and Chinese painting and Japanese painting, so I bought special brushes and ink. And I started trying to draw Chinese signs, ideograms with my brushes and without a master, which is a heresy. But then I started to paint gestural calligraphies, which I'll call semiography. And in fact, they don't represent anything, they are just the gesture of my entire being at the very second I sort of painted. And I exhibited about 2 or 3 years ago in Quimper, and some people asked me, what does it mean? I said, it just means what my body is expressing at the very moment I create.
I think that's
And
great. Yeah, I mean,
it
that's.
could be, it could sound a little, well, so what? But in the same time, you can't create if you are not well at ease, serene in your inner being, and that's very important. That's
I think that, for you as a release, it must be horrendous, even if other people don't pick up on it right away, because that's the ultimate moment of creation captured, you might say, for all time in that gesture. I think it's great. It's very poetic too, isn't it, really, when you think about it.
Well, creation is absolutely at the center of my philosophy. And I think, when a man creates something, that's the creation. I've always thought, of course, I mean, the work accomplished, when you've done something, you can be proud of it. But in the same time, it's the moment of creation and the effort brought into it, which is really important, and as well the pleasure of creating, which is sharing as well. Because although you can hear people say that, but I think you always create for someone. You always create in the hope that you are going to be perceived, whether read or seen or heard.
No, it's true. It's creation is the expression of the imagination, isn't it? And the imagination is a great gift, and sometimes we don't realize how beautiful it is. We could go on for about 16 shows, but I think I'm going to have to let this go too, because we only have so much time that we can broadcast, and this has been so much fun. Tell us, if you want, as we close here, anything that you want to tell people about things you're going to do or see, or where they may be able to take advantage of your creative talents.
Well, of course, I mean, I'm so sort of embarrassed to say
Don't be.
anything. I've got so many things going on. I just hope
You have 60 seconds. Yeah, give 60 seconds.
I just want to publish my short stories and my novels. I'm
Good.
going to Ireland. I'm going to sing
Good.
again, and I'm sort of I'm going to play the low whistle in a quarter of an
Oh.
hour because I train every day.
Oh,
So
the low whistle.
that's
Yeah, that's great.
the
Well, we'll have to see you at the next Cayley, wherever that happens to be, whether it's in Camp Pear or Spézet or wherever they have it. So
That's
thanks so
it,
much again for being with us, and we really enjoyed I have really enjoyed the time that we spent together, and look forward to doing that maybe outside the confines of our show one day in the future.
Right,
So,
okay.
all right. Take care.
Bye-bye, Schlan.
Bye. That's it for this edition of Lavie Tata Clark on Radio Harmony 88.8 with your host, Clark Ady. Thank you for joining me and my special guest, Jean-Jacques Brouard, today. Next week, join me for another two-part interview with Brest Airport route developer Malik Niang. And remember, things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
C'est tout pour cette édition de l'invité de Clark sur Radio Harmonie 88.8 avec votre animateur Clark Ady. La semaine prochaine, rejoignez-nous pour une autre interview en deux parties avec le développeur des lignes aériennes de l'aéroport de Brest, Malik Niang. Et rappelez-vous, les choses vont toujours mieux avec un peu d'harmonie dans votre vie.
L'invité de Clark, with your host Clark Ady. Enjoy interesting interviews in English with fascinating people from our area and beyond. Another reason why things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
L'invité de Clark, c'est mercredi à 10h15 et samedi à 18h15.